At the feast a few years ago, and I had done a sermon, and Noni McVeigh come up to me and said, "You know what? I'm right in line with what you're thinking. I want to talk to you about something." And so we started talking about the possibility of doing something with the youth, because we felt that they needed to get more involved in the church, and we were losing so many of them. So we started to come up with the idea of creating some type of outlet for them, which is what Infuse became. And that was just the genesis of it, was basically talking to Noni at a feast in, I believe it was Jekyll Island.
It was the Feast of Tabernacles 2003 in Jekyll Island. And there were a lot of brethren who were talking about what can we do to get something happening for our young adults and our older team. And so I brought together a group of people for a meeting to bounce around some ideas. And actually, it was also a sermon that Mike James had given that helped spur this on.
I was talking about how we hear things and we don't really take them in. We see things and we remember a little bit more, but when you get involved with something, that's when you really learn something.
Okay.
And so I think that's what affected her, the involvement thing, that we wanted to get the youth involved.
Actually, what we did at that feast site was we went out one day into the hallway right outside of where the meeting was taking place,
and we were trying to find out why the young people weren't coming into services. And what we got from them there, after we gave them some donuts and things and talked to them a little bit, was they wanted the services to be more in tune with where they were at that particular time in their life. And so that's where Noni started thinking about, hey, let's create another service before the real service takes place.
And we all came together, threw out a whole lot of ideas, and Infuse was born. And it just grew from there.
Magazine was started not too long after that, and again, we're trying to affect the youth, creating articles that hit them directly, right where they're at with what's going on in their lives right now. And Noni's family publishes that, gets that going, but she has a lot of people writing articles for her.
Oh, like, we had the first magazine published by December 2003. We had a cover, and it was off the presses and in the mail before December even ended. I found them at the feast. I walked up to them and I asked them. And they said, sure, I'll write an article. I gave them the deadline and they met the deadline, and it was great. It was great. And we were well on our way. And since that time, the writership, I guess one would call it, the people who write for Infuse, it just keeps growing. We now have over 21 writers. Not that they contribute to every issue, but I send the theme and what the ideas for the articles are for each issue so that they can jump in whenever they would like.
We had one meeting where I went out to California and stayed with the McVeighs for a weekend, and we started to get the ball rolling there. We were talking about what we were going to do at the next feast site and get Infuse rolling.
We invited people who were actually writing for Infuse at that time and showed an interest in Infuse, invited them to come out to the house, and we had a planning session and just sat down and brainstormed about what did we envision the Infuse service to be like, and then did we know people who could take on a task and follow through with it to make it work. And that's how it began. We now have Mike James, who has been a huge part of being the leader of Infuse, but now he's been ordained, which is huge because now he can take this ball and he can run with it. And I see Mike doing some really great things with Infuse, and because his heart is definitely there and he has great people already lined up to go to and make it happen. And so that's the number one thing. And I also see that where I think we can start now walking up to young people and saying, would you be interested in taking on a women's luncheon? Would you be interested in helping with the marketing? Would you be interested in serving in the different capacities? Or the volleyball game and the barbecue is fabulous this year. I have already had a young couple say, next year at the feast, we want to do that. We want to do the tournament, the volleyball tournament, the barbecue for Infuse. And that's great.
Yeah.
Now, see, that's a couple I didn't have to walk up to. But they came, they were excited by what we were offering, and they just offered their services along with their entire family. So that's tremendous. And I think that what Infuse is starting to do is God is looking for servant leaders who have the character qualities to be godly influences. And I believe that it's starting to have that effect on our young adults. We'll be right back.